results from the latest coordinates in the Earth cloud. Speaking here, Sramdi Fakti, Indonesian astrobiologist and xeno-anthropologist. In the mission to observe the superhabitable planet and Cygnus constellation, Bumi 5.0.
Which
illustrates a form of social organization that exists in a common space built by individuals with a different cosmological intervention. Or maybe they have cosmological intervention. We shall find out soon. In this common space, tropical resources and biodiversity is not just a property, but an important part of cultural formation. Commoning here is understood as a practice in which sharing is part of the wisdom that is continually being updated and configured. It is a process of social organization in which the meaning of property is removed from the moral order. This philosophy of sharing as a form of tropical thinking emerges as a discourse based on the everyday ethical and political problems in social life beyond the speculation or wonder of nature and cosmology. Everyday politics that prioritizes common welfare rather than individual interests are formed by an organizational system based on reciprocity. This theory resonates with a notion developed by Indonesian philosopher M. Nasruddin, who writes that the mutual assistance system, which in the Indonesian archipelago is rhizomatically distributed in various systematic concepts like Gotong Royong, Mapalus, and many others, spreads sporadically from the western side to the eastern part of archipelago as a form of everyday politics according to the various cultural background and custom. For Nasruddin, this philosophy of sharing is a customary law in the form of impulse of volunteerism that emerges from one individual to solve a systemic problem horizontally with another individual without any hierarchical status in the organizational system. In the context of Indonesia as a modern nation state, the idea of common is also used as a mantra for the state-making project, which totally contrasts to our speculation of the booming society. The utopia of decentralized and self-governed tropical future. Indonesia, in the mid-20th century, as a newly independent nation after World War II, tries to build its own identity through the notion of common, which then manifested in the terminology of Gotong Royong. It is translated as mutual cooperation in English. Gotong Royong in this context means that services and skills are common resources. On the other hand, nature is also considered a common resource for the state before being privatized. As a cultural identity, the founding fathers of Indonesia thought of proposing a way of thinking that was unique from the other two dominant ideologies in the early Cold War period. Before Gotong Royong is instrumentalized as a state-making mantra, during the Japanese occupation, Japan also used this form of commonality. Japan embraces the word Gotong Royong as an Asian cultural identity, which they applied in the time of their occupation through a concept of tonarigumi, the smallest unit in society or a mutual association amongst neighbors. Later, this concept of tonarigumi is developed as the smallest organizational unit in Indonesia, such as the rukun tetangga. From this, we can see that the notion of common and mutual aid is then continuously used as an identity making and part of the major section in the state-making project in Indonesia, an identity for tropical idealism. The narrative of the commons remains in the current understanding that the culture of a nation is developed through extraction of natural resources that are considered as a given. Of course, the commons proposed by Indonesia as a state-making proposal is different from the philosophy of sharing that has mushroomed in the indigenous knowledge in the archipelago. We do not rely on these institutionalized commons, which then eventually become the origin of extract for the state. The state in this case operates as an organizer in the distribution of common resources for all citizens. This common management produces concepts of exploitation, which ultimately result in centralized bureaucracies. Therefore, the idea of a commoning process must be understood differently from the commons proposed by the state as a process of governmentality and distribution of resources, because the commons organized by the state includes the possibility of a more egalitarian resource distribution. Therefore, I think the Bhoominite might have the possibility to develop a commoning process that is analogous to the pre-state, pre-colonial, indigenous knowledge of tropical archipelago. And in the context of Sena anthropologists, this might be the ideal theory in terms of developing good communication with the Bhoomi society. Once we arrive there, what we can offer is not only giving them our technological advancement, but also a knowledge exchange of commoning as a form of what anthropologist Marshall Sahlin called balanced reciprocity. To be frank, I am skeptical with this mission. I am afraid that this mission could end with negative reciprocity. In the end, we are just taking that land instead of balanced or generalized reciprocity of knowledge exchange. We can also potentially end up creating another state-making project as a form of governmentality. Another existential risk, another form of colonialism. But we are a dying species. There's no other way. Log number 277. Now I'm thinking a lot about it. It's pretty ironic that my Sena anthropological theory of commoning process is actually in contrast to the core ideal of our mission, saving our species. Embarking on Sena anthropological field research for some diplomacy work is the most humanistic approach to understand other beings. It's an anthropocentrism playbook. I just want to travel to the past. I'm not interested anymore to travel to this tropical future.
Log number 409. Does the future appeal to you? It's all yours. The future only matters to the one who shapes it. In the end, we force our future on them. Let them produce their own future, a tropical one without us.